we're Pastor George and Terry Pearson's. Welcome to this very special edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast.
Every year since 1981, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has held an event called the Southwest Believers Convention. It's 6 days of faith-building, Word of God preached
That's
in
right.
a spirit
That's
atmosphere
right.
charged with faith.
Yep.
It's a
yep.
total immersion
it really
in the
is.
Word of God.
We start early in the morning, we go through the afternoon, go way into the evening for all of those days just getting fed on the Word of God.
Yeah, thousands of people come. Why? Because meetings are important. You know, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. In fact, we can see in the book of Acts that everything significant that happened in the church happened in a meeting. And this meeting is the Super Bowl of all our
really
meetings
is.
For Kenneth Copeland
oh
Ministries. There's a whole lot that goes into this meeting to get ready for it. You know, back in the 70s, it all went in the back of a yellow station wagon we called the banana boat, but not anymore. 4.5 days of setup with George.
Wow.
It's lights, audio, chairs, instruments.
And all of the super kids, the 1440, Flashpoint.
The book tables.
Everything that it takes to get this done. Wow.
It's all in preparation to provide a great place for people to come from all over the world.
That's right.
To have their lives impacted and changed by the Word of God and the power of God.
Praise God. And so we're going to be showing you clips from the Believers Convention. But what we're going to do over these next 2 weeks, show you the different speakers, but we're going to start out with the speaker that begins the meeting and ends the meeting. And he brings to us the power of living by faith, believing God, because Brother Copeland is a faith specialist. So he's going to show us how to walk out the victory that comes by walking by faith and not by sight. So let's take a look at this right now as Brother Copeland begins.
Let's once again turn to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, verse 6. We are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now, therefore, verse 17. Brother Hagin, you say you find a therefore, see what it's there for. This is a key. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. All things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself, but Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, or to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors. Listen. Catch on to that. We are ambassadors. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, glory to God. Not holding against us our trespasses. This is a very thorough covenant. Yes. Now let's go to 1 John. 4, beloved, believe not every spirit. Try the spirits where they're of God, because many false prophets are come out of the end of the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof we have heard that it should come. Now, back up to the first chapter that needed to be settled. Back up to chapter 1. that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hands, and have handled the word of life. Verse 5, this then is the message which you've heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. Okay, God is light. Say that, God is light. What does that mean? When he said light be, he was creating, but he is light. Why? That's simple, dear heart. There's no darkness in him. I just mean that God is light, God is life, God is love. In him is no darkness, in him is no death, in him is no hate. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood, say the blood. These are blood-backed promises. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we made him a liar, and the word isn't in of my children. These things write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate, a lawyer with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. I was in a situation one time in South Florida, and I lost my temper. I didn't cuss, but I wanted to. I just, but I was, and I said, I'm not going back over there tonight. I'm not going over there and preach. Why? I said, well, you know why. And he gave me a great revelation. He said, Kenneth, that's not when I found out of it. He said, you confess? I said, yes. He said, that's not when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. I don't do that anymore. I was there 3 weeks under a tent. And it was a very big thing. Had a big check made there. And it didn't even cover my expenses. Now, I heard the pastor praying, oh, God, help us with these bills. Had he just told me that, I would have taken that as my assignment. I went to town to get more tapes. And all that was left at the post office was a big tire mark. Then it started raining and the tent was falling in. I started laughing and Gloria said, what are you laughing about? I said, I didn't know I was this big a threat. But God, the telephone man came by and he said, this your tent? I said, no, sir, but this is where I'm preaching. I was in there trying to get the water off of the top of that tent. And I finally just started laughing about it. He said, you're going at this thing wrong. God had a man right on time. He said, this is sand. He said, those poles won't hold. But he said, I have something that will. He went out to his truck. He's a telephone guy. And he got those big old stakes and that electric powered auger. And he just drilled down there and stretched that tent so tight, the water ran off of it. God had a man right on time. So I was behind on the expense, and they made a big deal. I mean, man, the check was that big. And I was upset, and so I got up old early. We were staying there in his home. Got up early. And I went out there and got the paper, and I said, at least I'm going to steal his paper. Lord said, you put that back. You'll mess this whole thing up. So put it back. So we drove by her folks' house. And they left Blevins for a while and went to Prescott, and then they moved back to Blevins. But they were in Prescott at this time. Walked in there. Maldeer said, "Kenneth, we stopped and had lunch with a young man in Moreau that we knew. He said the sheriff called on you." So then I called him back. You're Kenneth Copeland, the preacher? I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I have a phone number for you." So I called. It was my good friend in Monroe, Louisiana. He said, "Brother Copeland," he said, "I had it in my heart to give you $500, but I forgot about it." He said, "Where can I send it?" We went well over the budget.
Yeah.
That's what God meant when he said, when you confess that sin, it's not when I found out about it. Now, between the Lord and Gloria, they kept me from messing that up. And we went well over the budget. That's the Lord that takes care of his own.
Yes.
But you have to follow his rules.
Yes.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Now, had I not been so immature, I could have just said, "Well, I've had things like that happen since." I said, "Oh, Lord, just forget it." I just sow it into their lives.
Right.
Now, fast forward, flying co-pilot for Oral Roberts. Now, this thing, this was a D. Howard conversion of a Lockheed PV-2 Ventura, a medium World War II bomber. Pratt & Whitney aren't 2800-17 engines. 1,000 horsepower on each side. Oh, I'm telling you, sweetheart, I didn't know I was going to have such an outstanding situation. Well, Lee Braxton. Now, Lee was a eighth grade graduate that started writing postcards. And he would just write people postcards. He became a banker. He was big in the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. Sweet man. And so he was on the airplane. He was on Brother Robert's board. He had a Breitling aviation watch. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA, of which I've been a member for many years. And I had heard about that watch. It's a Breitling. It's a nav timer. Breitling speaks aviation. Amen. And so he took his Breitling nav timer off and said, "Here, put that on." I thought, "Whew. Oh, look at this thing." Well, they were $400. But gasoline back then was 33 cents a gallon, too. I thought, "Oh." Well, the next time he was aboard the airplane, he said, "Kenneth, still got that watch?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You've had it long enough. Give it here." So I got up in the cockpit, and I heard it just on the inside. "You better be careful about that." Now, I'm learning it's better for a seed than a sail from my spiritual father. He said, "Give it to him." You think that one's pretty?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Breitling. It has diamonds around the edge.
Yeah.
Someone gave me them. And finally, here just a few months ago, someone found one of those old, original AOPA edition Breitling and had it reconditioned and sent it to me. So it came home. But I had to be careful about it. And then I began to sew them. And just, I mean, to tell you, I mean, it was just, I was sitting next to Pat Robertson. And I just took mine off and handed it to him. He said, "Oh, my." So that was a tradition between us for a long time. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there is a saying in aviation, and I want to pass this along to you. All worry is fear-based. Don't just jump off on something and say, "How in the world am I ever going to do? What's going to happen to me now? Hold it. Stop and wind your watch. This thing's not going to stick up like a dart. It may, if you don't stop and wind your watch and get the checklist. This is the manufacturer's handbook. Amen. It is all in here. The eardrums, a draining in the eardrums. It's praise God. The right ear especially. And there's somebody right up in here that's that way. And another one on the lower floor over here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Ola barakiti always to say. And right now there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people that God is ready. If you just raise your hands, he'll baptize you in the Holy Ghost right now. He'll just do it for you. But you have to yield. You have to yield. Amen. Now, I didn't have any teaching against it. We were over in East Texas, and they gave an invitation. My mother and dad were behind us. And I said, "Is that something we ought to have?" They said, "You ought to have that." I just grabbed Glory by the hand, and here we went. And the men gave up on me. No instructions at all. Hang on, let go. I didn't know what they wanted me to do. And Bill Reed, William Standish Reed. And there was no way he could speak softly. He's a surgeon. And a little baby died on his table. He said, "Oh, my God, I can't go tell these people this baby's dead." And God's started that little baby's heart, and it turned him forever. He and Kay Reed, they're a deep voice like this. He said, "Let's go pray for Gloria." They gave up on me. And so I'm just standing here like this. He said, "Lay your hands on her." I said, "No. Can you?" But I really wasn't real sure what's going on here. He said, "Put your hand on her." Oh, 1963, January 63. Oh. And he's in a hotel, just a little makeshift platform there. I just stumbled back up there. And you know how that thing kind of thing goes, Nancy. He said, "No more English." Oh, Lord, what is this? I mean, it was that fluent. Well, I had to fly back. I had to go to work Sunday at the airport in Little Rock. So, I was flying along there. I said, Lord, just talking to myself. But I was talking to myself about this loud. I said, Lord, I'm going to say some of those words again. I don't know what all I know about that, but if there's any anointing to it, we'll just anoint it. I must have heard anoint in that meeting. So I just started again, and here it came. I wasn't afraid I was going to get the wrong thing. I didn't know what a wrong thing would have been. I just know I liked it. And here it came again. And I just kept on. I could see the lights of Little Rock. I thought, oh, Lord, Rabba Klishti, she's Rabba Ratahona, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're going to have to do something with their ears or my voice, one. Little Rock. I said, well, that worked. And sure enough, it did. Got that airplane on the ground. I mean, I prayed over that airplane. I prayed over everything. I blessed the hangar walls. I didn't know what I was doing. It's just flowing outside of me. I don't know what to do with it. Glory received the next day. Amen. The very next day of 1963. And the rest is history. Don't leave home anymore without being full of the Spirit. No. I'll close with this. In the 17th chapter of John, when he was praying, I was at Tulsa. And this shattered me. It frightened me. He said, and Father, let them know that you love me, them as much as you do me. I thought, you mean God loves me as much as he does Jesus? I was a little frightened to say it, but I told the Lord, I said, it's written in red, and I'm going to agree with everything you said. And I walked around the room saying, God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth as much as he loves Jesus. Well, of course he did. He gave Jesus to get me. He gave Jesus to get you.
These days, as the headlines deliver a relentless stream of bad news about the future of the U.S. economy, the mainstream media's experts are warning of runaway inflation and coming shocks to the financial system, all of which leads many sincere believers to wonder whether it's even possible to thrive financially in times such as these. Here's good news. In their timely book, The Power to Prosper in Troubled Times, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons offer you a hopeful, encouraging answer and reveal powerful, proven keys to operating in God's economic system rather than the world's. Are you ready to put the spiritual laws that govern supernatural increase and abundance to work in your life? Order The Power to Prosper in Troubled Times by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons for only $16.99 on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395.
You know, we have people that come to the Southwest Believers Convention from all over the world. It's amazing how many people come, and there's ministry for the whole family.
The whole meeting just equips everybody, whether
it really
it's super
does.
Kids, teenagers, young
yep.
adults, and
yep.
those that have been in the Word a long time and those that have walked right in off the street.
That's right.
I tell you, it's amazing. And you know why I believe that is, George? It's because the world is under so much pressure right now.
Yep.
People are hungry for answers and the Word of God and how to use your faith in the Word produces the answers that we need for all that. In fact, you need to go back and see the rest of the meeting. What we gave you today was a tiny taste
it really was.
Of a week of amazing revelation from the Word and equipping. So we've made it easy for you. Just go to kcm.org and you'll see right there how you can click on and watch the rest of the convention. Mm-hmm. You can watch it the way you want to, you know, all of Brother Copeland's messages in a row, or you can watch it the way we did, each speaker as they came in line, whatever works for you. But you can go right there, kcm.org, and see the rest of the convention, or at least the part that we can put online. It's hard to capture all the essence of a meeting.
It really is.
You just got to be there.
You've got to be there. The great thing about this meeting is, we've talked about this before, it's about total immersion in the Word of God. And that total immersion in the Word will flush out fear, and it'll flush out doubt and unbelief, especially in these times that we are in right now. Things are going on in the United States. Things are going on all over the world. And even where financially things are concerned, you know, people are really, really worrying right now about their finances and about God providing for them. And so we wanted to make available to you a book that Gloria Copeland and I have wrote called The Power to Prosper in Troubled Times. And this book, it came out of one of the many broadcasts that we did over the years about prosperity, walking in prosperity. And you know, when you're dealing with issues of finances, faith for finances comes mm-hmm. by hearing, if you will, reading the Word of God. And that's what this book is all about. It's about helping us to make it through these times that we're in right now. And we are not subject to those failing times. We are subject to the Word of God.
If we put the Word of God in and make it first place. What I like this book, George, is that it's so versatile because it's written in such a way that it can be a 90-day daily devotional. Mm-hmm. The pages or the chapters rather about 2.5 pages long, some 3 pages. Or it's also written in such a way you can just read it like each one of those is a chapter.
Yeah, exactly.
Each one leads right to the next one.
Yeah.
So you can read it through like it's a book, or you can read it through like it's a devotional, or do it both work with your family. In the United States, it's $16.99. But if you're outside the United States, the information and cost is there on your screen. But I encourage you all to get this book. Boy, it'll be really armament to you in these financial times.
That's right.
And then go back and enjoy the Southwest Believers Convention the way we have. But we are also going to be giving you a taste of that convention every day over the next 2 weeks. You're going to hear from Nancy, Terry Foy, Mark Hankins, Keith Moore.
That's right.
And me. Oh, that's right. So go to kcm.org to get your book, or kcm.org to watch the Southwest Believers Convention right there in your own home. And put it on your calendar. July 28th through August the 2nd,
2025.
Until tomorrow.
Remember this, God loves you,
we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.